Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to, yes, we're back, the High Stakes Fantasy Advantage podcast. It has been a while. In fact, it's been so long that there's only two of us now. It's me and Derek Butcher on the podcast today. We've lost our third member, Derek. Where the hell is Tom Kesenick?
I think it's Marvel movie release weekend, right? He takes off about six days to go watch a movie, apparently. So, it's been a while since we've done one of these. Probably before baseball live events, I believe, is the last one we did. Probably right before I was in New York. So, yeah, it's been, what is that, 6-7 weeks now?
Pretty much, yeah. Wow. Okay, I got to ask you. So what does Tom love more, the Packers, fantasy football, or Marvel movies?
Right now, I would have to put Marvel movies first. He doesn't take off work when the Packers play most weeks. He's usually here. So, when did he leave? Like Tuesday to go to Madison to get ready for this movie?
He's like Ray. He gets all dressed up in costumes and shit like that, you know, and then his whole family goes. So, yeah, Tom's into Marvel. There's no doubt Marvel movies is his first love. No doubt about it. X-Files is right up there. Then maybe the Packers and maybe fantasy football. But we don't need him today. We have a packed full amount of information and stuff for you that we are going to have a lot of fun today. We had the NFL draft last night. Derek, last night there was the NFL draft. The Bucs had Game 6 and maybe the final game at the Bradley Center. Brewers-Cubs in a big matchup as well. I mean, it couldn't get any better. My daughter came downstairs. She wanted to turn to a movie or something. I'm like, get the hell out of here. This is my night. This is Christmas Day here. I love it. And we had our first NFFC drafts going last night. Couldn't get any better than that.
No, like you said, crazy busy day. I have to be honest, I didn't watch any baseball last night once the draft was on. Twins lost their 1,000th consecutive game at Yankee Stadium on a walk-off in the afternoon. I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with baseball. I mean, Kyle Gibson goes in there and throws a no-hitter for almost six innings, like dealing 10 strikeouts. I'm like, this is bizarro world here, right? And then, of course, Fernando Rodney comes on and gives up a three-run bomb. And the Twins literally cannot win in New York. It's been since 2001, I think I saw a stat. In Johan Santana starts, they were 6-3 at Yankee Stadium and 2-2 in the playoffs. And when anyone else starts, they're 0-11 in the playoffs and something like 2-35 overall or something. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They cannot, will not win there. So that's it. I was like, I'm done with baseball. It's NFL draft night. I didn't watch any NBA playoffs. You know, you guys are Bucks fans. Obviously, my T-Wolves never were in that series to start with. So, yeah. But the draft was must-see TV last night. And I do have to brag because I was from the start saying Baker Mayfield's going number one. You guys didn't believe me. Whether you think it's a right or wrong pick, I felt that's the way they were going, and I stand correct today. I think it's a right pick. I mean, we can sit here and talk about quarterbacks being this tall and can throw the ball all over the world, but to me, at some point, you have to be able to play quarterback. And I just think in Cleveland's situation, 1-31 the last years, we all know that. But to me, it was Baker Mayfield is just, there's something about him. They say, I'm not a guy that uses it factor, but there is something about Baker Mayfield. He's just a winner. And some of these other guys, we'll see. Again, the thing is, no one is always right. I mean, I get a kick out of these guys on the NFL Network that are former GMs. Well, there's a reason they're former GMs, and now they're sitting at the NFL Network breaking this stuff down. But I don't know. To me, it was the right pick.
It wasn't the right pick. I don't think it was. I don't think it was the right pick. I mean, Baker Mayfield, come on. I mean, the NFL is a totally different game. You're not running around between these 350
That's not how he plays. People, comparisons to Johnny Manziel are the most idiotic things I have ever heard. If anybody watched Johnny Manziel play at Texas A&M and Baker Mayfield play at OSU, or at Oklahoma, excuse me, if you think they're even close to the same type of quarterbacks, you didn't watch them because they don't play the same way. It's not even close. The only thing that you can compare is their size. That's the only comparison that there is between the two.
That's not true.
It's not true.
I mean, they're not. I didn't say he was Johnny Manziel.
I'm not saying you did, but that's where the comparison
is. They both buy time with their feet. He moves around in the pocket really good. That's a lot tougher to do in
the
NFL.
That's what Tom Brady does.
We'll see. I mean, John Dorsey put his reputation on the line last night, not only with Mayfield, but with Denzel Ward with the fourth overall.
Ward was not
projected to go that high. And he's a smaller cornerback. He's going to be good. I think he'll be fine. But boy, he could have traded down at that point. I mean, my goodness. So, God bless John Dorsey. He is
You guys are on record as being Dorsey for sure.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. And what he's done, he knows his players. I'll give it to him. But he is really. I mean, the Browns needed a splash last night, and they got a splash.
They made one.
And we'll see. We'll see what happens. We have a bet. We've got a side bet. I'm saying that he is not going to be the best quarterback. You're going right out. You're taking Mayfield against the field.
Mayfield against the field.
That can't be an easy
bet. You're probably favored, but to me, this guy, he's a quarterback. These other guys are 6'5 guys that can sling it and move a little bit. I told you yesterday, I think Josh Allen's going to be washing cars in 4 years. That guy can't hit water if he falls out of a boat. And then yesterday we're making comparisons about, oh, Brett Favre had a 52-point-something completion percentage in college. Great. So now we're comparing Josh Allen to Brett Favre because they had the same completion percentage in college. Doesn't make sense. At some point, you got to be able to play quarterback. The game is evolving. I get it's a passing, but it's still a smart man's league. Take for instance, New England, the premier franchise in football for the last 20 years. They always draft guys that know how to play football, smart guys. To me, it wasn't a slam dunk, but I'll stand on record until I'm wrong that Baker Mayfield was the right pick if you were going quarterback.
All right, well, my bet's going to win out because I think Josh Allen landed at the right spot. I think going to Arizona is just a perfect spot for Josh Allen.
That's Rosen.
I think he's going to end up being the best quarterback.
Josh Rosen.
No, Josh Rosen. Excuse me. Josh Rosen has got the best spot. He's going to Arizona. He's going to be a starting quarterback in no time. He's on the West Coast, indoors. I think Josh Rosen is going to end up being the best rookie quarterback.
Why do you think that's the best spot? I'm curious.
Why do I think it's the best spot? Yeah. I think David Johnson, that running back, takes all the pressure off a rookie quarterback. First-year quarterback, second-year quarterback, next year.
Yeah, he's not going to play.
He's just going to be in the best position next year and going forward. Our bet is over 5 years. 5 years from now, we're going to do the podcast, and you are going to be paying me big time. So enjoy. But, hey, listen, the NFL draft was a blast last night for fantasy owners.
Fantastic.
Must-see TV, no doubt about it. And Saquon Barkley going to the Giants, maybe not the best fit, but man, he is going to be a superstar. He's going to be the face of that franchise in no time, and he's going to be a fantasy first-round pick. In fact, Derek, you and I are going to share a team on Sunday. We've got an NFL 10s draft on SiriusXM, 1 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. We got the 11th pick right now, and if Saquon Barkley is there, we are taking him, aren't we?
No question, he won't be there. We've got our MFL 10s ADP out there, and he's basically the 10th pick. And I haven't seen him going after that at all lately. Last night in our first 150 draft Champions League, he went 8th overall.
He did.
So, I mean, if he's there at 11, it'd be great. I think the Giants is actually a really good spot for him. I mean, they brought in James? I mean, they haven't had a good running back for years. They bring in, you know, Stewart from
Jonathan
Carolina,
Stewart.
But I don't think the Giants are relegated to using Stewart in the way that Carolina felt they had to use him. I don't think the Giants give two craps about James Stewart at this point. Saquon Barkley,
no.
I mean, he's a three-down back. No reason for him to come off the field. He's great in pass protection. Obviously, he can catch the ball. Obviously, we know what he can do when he has the ball. So, that to me,
Look at that offense. It's awesome
right now.
I mean, they need some line play.
That's their problem.
They got to improve their line a little bit. But my goodness, with Ingram at tight end and Odell healthy right now and Sterling
Shepard.
Yeah. Sterling Shepard. I had him mixed up there. Sterling Shepard. That is a good pass offense. You know, Eli can still do it as long as they can keep him upright. So, hey, Barkley's going into a great spot. I think he's going to catch a lot of balls in that offense, too. So I like him a lot. Let's look at the NFL 10s. ADP right now in the first round. It's Todd Gurley, number one, Le'Veon Bell, two, David Johnson, three, Ezekiel Elliott, four, Antonio Brown, five, DeAndre Hopkins, six, Alvin Kamara, seven, Kareem Hunt, eight, Odell Beckham, nine, Barkley at 10. Then you got Leonard Fournette at 11, Melvin Gordon at 12. That's nine running backs in the first 12 picks. Nine running backs, three wide receivers. We go through the second round. You got 24 guys. Guess what? There are five second-year running backs in the top 20. And then you put Barkley in there as well. You've got six running backs who are about 22, 23 years old at most. The game has changed, Derek, and so has fantasy football. Unbelievable. Nine running backs in the first 24 picks.
Yeah, and we made a year ago at this time, maybe not quite a year ago, but before football season, we were sitting on the podcast saying, this has a chance to be an historic running back class with those guys we had. And it's proven to be just that. I mean, you mentioned it. Five second-year guys in the top 24. Yep. Guess what? We may add five new guys to that this year with Barkley, and depends where Chubb ends up, but Sony Michel ends up in a great spot in New England.
Yeah.
We'll see where Geis ends up today. What if he ends up on the Colts or something like that? I mean, we're going to have we could have another four or five guys jumping into the upper echelon in the top two rounds. We may be sitting here talking about next year the golden age of running backs, right? Just with the way, as you mentioned, the way the game's evolved and how they're using these guys. There aren't guys that, you know, tote the ball 350 times anymore, but these top running backs can all catch the ball. They're touching the ball, you know, 60, 70 receptions, not to mention their 250-plus carries. I mean, they're getting the ball all the time.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And Sony Michel going to New England is a fantastic spot. You know that Indianapolis needs a running back. They may get Chubb, which would be fantastic. Seattle going with Penny last night was a wild one. But I'll tell you what, take a look at Penny's stats at San Diego State. 2,248 rushing yards last year. What, he had eight kick return touchdowns, either punt or kickoff return. I mean, unbelievable. This guy could be something in Seattle as well. So,
if he plays a Marshawn Lynch type role there, look at how the fantasy implications there. He's gold.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, tonight will be a lot of fun to see where Geis goes. You're absolutely right. Rookie running backs could be all the rage again right now. So, very, very interesting. Let's talk about it. So, last night we debuted the NFFC. We got our filled up the very first 150 draft champions, and those guys are in round five already. It's not even almost 12 rounds, and they're in round five. So they love the new software, the new draft software. Everything's going well. Let's look at the first round there. It was Lev Bell went first in this one, Gurley second, David Johnson third, Elliott four, Kamara goes to fifth, Antonio Brown at six. How about that? Antonio Brown follows you at the sixth spot. He's golden in fantasy football.
He still is. And the thing is there is these guys want running backs. I mean, I would have a hard time taking Kamara over Antonio Brown, but the top four running backs, boy, I may go Brown over Zeke, but I'd have a hard time pushing Brown up past four, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, falling to six. But again, as we mentioned, people want these running backs. And I love Kamara. Tom absolutely loves Kamara. I have a hard time believing he's going to be able to duplicate those long touchdowns year after year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He scored from all over the field. And that obviously speaks to the fact that you have talent that you can score from all over the field, but I'm not sure those touchdowns are necessarily reproducible all the time. And Mark Ingram is still there. So as good as Kamara is, and he is, and should be a first-round pick, but I'd have a hard time taking him over Brown or the next receiver that you're going to mention too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, KDS is going to be interesting this year. Some people may want to be in the middle of the draft to get a guy like Antonio Brown, but some people may want to go back because the 1-2 turn is fantastic. But it's going to be a wild draft this year. Okay, let's round this out here. Kareem Hunt went 7. Saquon Barkley, like you said, went 8th. Leonard Fournette, 9th. Then the wide receivers came in. DeAndre Hopkins at 10. Odell Beckham at 11. And Michael Thomas jumped up to 12. In fact, starting around two was Dalvin Cook.
Yeah,
now, a lot of good reports about Dalvin Cook. His rehab's going very good. Obviously got hurt in October, so it's going to be almost a full year. But what are you hearing up there in Minnesota about Dalvin Cook?
Same as, I think, everywhere else. I don't know that we're getting any extra special information, but from all indications, he's well ahead of rehab schedule. And I know a lot of times those rehab schedules are very conservative. And these guys are young guys, right? I mean, they're in the prime of their lives.
Yeah.
They're healthy. I mean, Eric Sugarman, apparently one of the best trainers in the NFL. That's been his MO, I guess, for a long time. So from everything we hear, Dalvin Cook is on schedule and, well, ahead of schedule, and there should be no red flags going forward. I mean, a freak injury, just like any other time somebody blows an ACL. So all indications are, let's go. Dalvin's ready.
The way they can rehab these ACLs right now is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm an old man, but I tore my ACL in 1975. I was in a cast for 6 weeks, and then I was able to walk maybe 12 weeks after my surgery. These guys are walking the day after their surgery. It is unbelievable how far they've come with this, and I think Dalvin Cook, everybody should just expect the same Dalvin Cook, who was having a hell of a year last year.
Yeah.
And the Vikings are going to be solid this year. They just continue to improve. Of course, they got Kirk Cousins there. Speaking of quarterbacks, Derek, I'm just looking at last night's draft. So Aaron Rodgers went in the third round. I think he went around 30th overall. And then haven't had anybody until Russell Wilson in the fifth round. Deshaun Watson's still out there. I mean, again, I think people are going to hold off on quarterbacks. We tell everybody to hold off on quarterbacks. It's tempting when Rodgers is out there, but listen, you're in the fifth round. You could get Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson. I mean, hold off, everybody. Please do, right?
Yeah, and you guys have always been hold off on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I haven't always been, you know, a hold off. Sometimes I've been the guy to jump up and go get Rodgers or Brady or Peyton Manning in his heyday at times. And this year, I feel I'm I don't say I'm late to the party, but I got a couple of guys that, for sure, like you just said, if getting Deshaun Watson in the fifth round, honestly, he could easily be the number one scorer this year in fantasy football. I mean, there's no question about it, right? So guys like that in the fifth round, that's fantastic. I'm on a couple other guys that I think will go even well later than that, who I think can have phenomenal years. I'm going to go on record right now and say I think Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City is going to have a fantastic year with the weapons he's got there. I have no idea where his ADP actually is in MFLs, but I'm guessing in our NFC drafts, he'll probably settle in as an eighth or ninth rounder, kind of like where guys like Kirk Cousins were going last year, kind of in that 9 through 12 area of quarterbacks. And
there he goes. He's 127 in the MFL 10, so that's 11th round.
Okay, yeah, right. So, I mean, I just think this year I'm probably going to be joining you guys and really waiting on those guys. Again, though, you tell me I get weight and I can get Deshaun Watson in the fifth round, I probably got to pull that trigger.
Yeah, well, Carson Wentz is going in the seventh round. His ADP is 78. So Tom Brady's ADP is 70. He's going at the end of round six. Now, again, these are MFL 10s, a little different than us.
Yep.
NFFC is 6
ball.
Points per passing touchdown. But, again, I'm just showing you where the quarterbacks are going to fall. You're talking fifth round is where a lot of these guys are going to go, a sixth round in the NFFC. So can't wait. I mean, it's playnffc.com. That's the new website. All new software, all new registration. It's fantastic. It's just going to be a fun football season. And we apologize that we didn't get live right away for football, but I'm telling you what. Everything that we've tweaked on the NFBC site, and I mean, the NFBC owners have been fantastic. They've just given us ways that we can improve the site. Everything's now transferred over to football. Football is going to have all the neat tools and everything. And Derek, let's talk about FAB. I know we're a long ways away from FAB, but that's so important for NFFC, guys. We made it very tough for you to run multiple NFFC teams in the past. It was just very difficult with FAB bids, looking at your team results, everything. That's all changing this year, and it has changed in baseball. But, Derek, just real quickly, talk about FAB, how it's going to be so much easier for football to run multiple teams.
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, what we've done for baseball, I actually did a video for baseball earlier in the year and didn't even have the component that we're actually going to speak of right now at that time. We have plenty of football owners, and this works if you have one team, and it works if you have 51 teams. The new features for FAB is if anywhere you're in the NFFC universe. So if you're on a you know, just random player page. You can be on in your own teams. You can be looking at any type of pickup list, ADP-wise, whatever. You can hyperlink into any player, right? So let's say I hyperlink into, say, a Darius Geis or something. Let's say for whatever reason. I click on him, it pulls up his player page, right? There's four or five different tabs, stats, history, news, all that kind of stuff. You have a free agency tab all the way to the right. You click on that. So let's say I have 51 leagues. Some may be cut lines, some might be satellites, maybe I have a Primetime, Classic, you know, anything, RotoWire, Onlines, whatever. It will show you his status in any league. So let's say for whatever reason, maybe Darius Geis wasn't the best example, but any guy. Let's say this guy is available in 25 of your leagues, and he's owned in 25 of your leagues, right? Yep. On this page, it will show you which leagues he's available in. It shows you your FAB amount. So let's say you have $950 left. You can make a bid right there. So it shows you, I got $950 left. Okay, you bid $50 on this guy. Then it'll also allow you to pick one guy you want to drop right there, right? So yep. This one page will have all the status of all 50 of your leagues or however many you have, and you can do bids right from there. Now, when you go back into said league, that is already there for you. So if you need to make conditionals or whatever, at that point you can do it. But it makes searching for players and adding bids. I had a buddy who was telling me about it. He went in and did a bunch of Mac Williamson bids last week in baseball, yeah. Right, when he came to Villa. Mac Williamson was not owned in any leagues. He has almost 30 teams. He put in a $44 bid for Mac Williamson in every league and got him in every league. But he said it took him 2 minutes, he said. Yeah. He just went 44, copied paste all the way down, and hit bid, and he got him in every league. So what would have taken him close to an hour before took him 2 minutes. I mean, it's fantastic. So that's in baseball. We'll come over to football, and once I have a bunch of QA teams available to me, which I should in the next couple of days, I'm actually going to do a FAB video presentation for football too. And I could do it with baseball, but I'd rather use it for football for the football guys' sake. So I will have a video coming out shortly, as soon as I have the ability to do it, on just showing you how this actually works, and the time factor is fantastic of what it'll save you.
Yeah, definitely. Live scoring's been working very good, and there's one feature on live scoring. It puts any team next to yours. So if you want to see how the top first place team's doing, you just put it right next to yours. You can see live scoring for that team as well. The team that you're matched up against, obviously, be side to side. But there's just a lot of neat little features that we've added here. And
I love that. I mean, right now for baseball, I think it's not as cool as it'll be at the end of the year when you're getting down to the pennant race, right? I mean, right now standings fluctuate so much every day. I mean, it's hard to really care about, you know, who's first place at this point. But when it gets down later in the year and you're in first place for, you know, a race for first or second, you can click the other guy's live scoring and you can see in real time how your, you know, batting average is moving here, RBIs, runs. That's a cool little tool, which I think will be interesting every day for football. It'll work because it'll be great for head-to-head, right? But for baseball, when you get closer to the end of the year, it's a fantastic thing we've added.
Absolutely. No doubt in baseball, when you're watching that first-place team in your league, you want the live scoring of his team right next to yours. It's going to be fantastic. So a lot of good stuff. I mean, we could go on and on, but we just wanted to do the podcast, let you know we're still alive. We apologize.
Well, two of us are.
The two of us, yeah. We don't know about Tom. He might get killed in Avengers tonight. It's Infinity War. He may not survive that, but we'll see. I may even go see that on Saturday myself, but I can't take a day off of work for that. But no, we're alive and well. Football site is alive and well. Drafts are going right now very well. It's very easy to sign up. If you have any issues, contact me or Derek or Tom. We'll get you signed up. But sign-ups are rolling in. We already have Hotel Penn in New York. Derek and Tom will be out there. We're negotiating with the Bellagio. Things look good with the Bellagio, but it takes a little longer to get that contract done. But we definitely are going to be on the strip again in Las Vegas. It would be the ninth straight year we've been at the Bellagio, so that would be fantastic. But it's all looking good, Derek. I mean, we're excited, and baseball is going well as well. Basketball is going to have a new site. We just finished up basketball. We are done with stats. It's been a nice relationship, but it's over with. Everything is on the Sports Hub site. So you're smiling. It's good,
I'm smiling.
Right?
You forgot to mention hockey. You always forget to mention hockey.
I haven't seen the rules yet. I haven't seen the website yet. So, but I know you and Gaetan were talking out in Las Vegas. So I think hockey's in the mix.
Gaetan's excited more than I am. That's he loves. Yeah, it's in the mix. It'll start out small, but we're gonna have a. I invented some new categories to tell you the truth. I'm a hockey guy, and I don't think fantasy hockey's been done right. anywhere.
Good.
So we're gonna introduce some. We're not gonna change the game, obviously. But we're gonna introduce some new stuff. We're gonna have some fun with it, and I don't know if we'll do any draft champions this year, but we're gonna definitely do some satellites, and we'll have kind of like a. I don't know if we'll call it RotoWire or whatever. We'll see if we have an agreement with them, but we'll do something in the realm of that kind of contest, and then we'll have like a smaller main event, kind of like we do in basketball. So, yeah, it's gonna be fun. We get as Sports Hub, we're just they're giving us the tools. To do new stuff, venture out and do some new things, and I'm excited as hell to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's just finalize one thing. We had the best live drafts we ever had.
Yep.
The software for the auctions were fantastic. We just had a blast in Las Vegas. I know you guys in New York had a great one as well. You came out to Las Vegas, but that second weekend was like a family reunion. It was our 15th anniversary, and it's going to be our 15th for football as well. We've got apparel online as well, which we can talk about. But, man, the live drafts were just fantastic, weren't they?
But by far, I mean, again, I've only been involved, I guess, two go-arounds now. So,
yeah.
But I mean, I used to be out there for live drafts as a participant,
right.
and this year took the cake. I mean, New York was off the charts great. I mean, the Stewart Hotel, I'll tell you what, people just loved that place. I mean, right downtown there, across the street from Madison Square Garden, we had nothing but rave reviews. I've never seen customer service like that.
Yeah,
from a hotel, and just fantastic. So yeah, then I came home for a couple days and scoot on out to Las Vegas, and we had a blast out there. Thursday night was fantastic with the viewing party for the NCAA.
Yeah.
I mean, I was up till 3 a.m. just BSing with the California guys about baseball, and we had a blast. It was great.
Yeah, and the ballroom that we had at the Bellagio was fantastic. We brought up all the past champions up there. We inducted Tom. The NFBC Hall of Fame, along with Brady Tinker, which was really cool, too. So, great, great stuff.
Yep.
And I guess we had a hangover for a long time, which is why we didn't do a podcast. But we're recovered now.
We've been busy. You and I are covering for Tom most days. So, I mean, we've been busy.
No, we've been busy, and we've been adding a lot of tools. In fact, we added 90 different features, whether they were tweaks or things we should have had right from the launch of baseball. We've been really tweaking the baseball site, and again, that's why it was a late start for football. All those tools are now over here in football, so very, very good. All right, day two of the NFL draft, fantasy football people. Watch tonight. It's must-see TV again. There's a lot of skill position players are going to go. I think the Packers are taking a wide receiver in the second round. I don't know if we got a playmaker at all last night, but we definitely need a wide receiver there. What are the Vikes taking tonight?
Vikings are down, I believe, at 62. Wouldn't surprise me if we pull some type of deal to either go up or go down and maybe grab another pick. Vikings still have lots of needs. They still need offensive line. We could still use more depth on the defensive interior for sure. So tight end is still a need. We got defensive back, even though we took the corner. I still think we need a safety. So Vikings can go any one of a number of ways. I think they just need to accumulate more talent, like most teams do. I do agree with you. I think the Packers need a wide receiver, and maybe Cortland's still there for him. I don't know. Or maybe they move up to get him. I think he'd be a fantastic fit. I mean,
I think they like him, and I think they like this Chalk from LSU.
Okay.
They like him an awful lot. I think that's actually who they're going to end up taking. But this Cortland Sutton, he's, 6'4 and 5/8", or he's almost 6'5", 260, and a big wide receiver. Wouldn't be bad there, too. But they do want a speed guy to start stretching out the field. They have not had that since Jordy tore his ACL. They haven't stretched the field. They don't have speed at wide receiver, so I think that's exactly what they're going to look for tonight. So it should be fun. Again, listen in, look at it, it's must-see TV. Baseball, good luck to everybody in the NFBC. We'll have an NFBC podcast. In fact, Derek, you've decided we should probably do these twice a week, really, maybe like a Monday and a Thursday.
Yeah,
we've got our Wednesday night show, so let's have a set schedule so people know when to find the podcast.
Yeah, I think throughout the summer here we'll do Mondays and Thursdays, and then once it gets really into the heart of football drafting season, and once NFL season comes, we'll do our Monday, Thursday, Friday shows. I know people love to hear our takes on Thursday night football and before the weekend, right? In the summer here we'll do Monday, Thursdays. We'll keep doing updates, and we get to talk. We haven't even talked about our GTD auction for baseball, which I'm not doing very well in right now. So hopefully by the next time we do one of these podcasts next week, I'll have moved up a couple of spots.
Yeah, we got lots to talk about, no doubt about that. But again, it's been a wild offseason for football. We bought the MFL 10s. We now own the MFL 10s. That's huge. I mean, we could have 10,000 teams this year for the MFL 10s. We're going to have nightly drafts at $10 each, 8 and 10 Eastern every night starting next week. So lots of good stuff. But jump on in, play NFFC.com. Get into a draft pretty soon. See the player pool. Win some money and have some fun.
Yeah, we actually have live drafts starting next week nightly. So there'll be cut lines or RotoWire online after a while, stuff like that. Actually, right now, even tonight, we'll have NFFC 25s at 8 and 10 Eastern if you want to get in there. I know Jason Weiler's already in, signed up. He's in everyone that opens up. So if you're itching to draft tonight during, after watching the NFL draft itself, you want to get in, learn the player pool. We got 12-team leagues tonight. 30 rounds, goes quick, costs $25. It's a best ball format. You don't have to make any changes. So if you're interested, get in on tonight.
Yeah, best ball is going to be big with us this year, and you're going to see added exposure as well. I believe SiriusXM, you're going to see exposure there for best ball. That's the way people love the draft, and so best balls are the best way to do it. So come join us. PlayMFL10s.com and PlayNFFC.com. We look forward to seeing you in the new online draft room. Thanks, everybody, and Tommy, enjoy the movie tonight. We know you will. See you, everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.